Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
I'm going to ask you to step down and you can go back with the court officer into that back room.
Okay, certainly.
And jurors, rather than send you downstairs and back up the stairs to come back in 5 minutes, I'm going to sit here. You all can sit here. We're just going to be in recess for 5 minutes while we sit. You can have a seat here, thank
you. May I inquire?
Yes.
Thank you. Pastor Officer, you mentioned several topics about which you testified and qualified as an expert. Testified about it as an expert in several different states, several different courtrooms. Have you been qualified as an expert by those courts in those topics about which you just discussed?
Yes.
Do you hold any specialty certifications in the field of forensic pathology?
Well, I'm board certified in forensic pathology.
What about the American Board of Pathology?
Yes, the American Board of Pathology puts forth examinations that are a two-day examination in the various disciplines of pathology. And if you successfully complete those examinations, then you become a diplomat of the American Board of Pathology in whichever subspecialty you're in. And I became a diplomat in the subspecialty of anatomic and forensic pathology.
What about a certification in basic bloodstain pattern analysis, the International Association of Identification?
Yes, I had a week-long course in understanding blood pattern analysis.
Can you tell us a little bit about the National Registry Emergency Medical Technician certification that you hold?
Yes, I took a training to become an EMT.
Have you received a number of honors and awards in the field of forensic pathology?
I have.
What do those awards include?
May I look at my CV again?
Sure.
Thank you. Teaching awards from Brown University School of Medicine. I was featured in a book by Faces of Public Health as having run a good medical examiner's office. I was nominated for Woman of the Year in Rhode Island for my work as chief medical examiner in improving the office and handling those two mass disasters. I was honored by a Victims' Rights and Services Awards because I've always been aware of the fact that as a forensic pathologist, I'm the last doctor this person is going to have, so I try to help the family understand what happened. I was honored for my work in the mass disaster in Egypt Air 990 plane crash. Let's see. I was Outstanding Woman in Public Service for Providence, Rhode Island. I've gotten teaching awards from Brown University School of Medicine. I was elected to the Board of Trustees in the Delaware SIDS Foundation and the Philadelphia SIDS Foundation. And then we're back to my medical school.
If you could pull the microphone a little closer to your chin.
It's very hard because the chair doesn't push in.
Okay. The chair doesn't move.
Okay. Oh, I got it. I moved.
We'll make do.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. LaPasada. Mm-hmm. What is the American Academy of Forensic Sciences?
That's one of our medical associations that is specific to forensic sciences.
Have you ever held a chaired position there?
Yes.
What position was that?
I was voted into a fellowship position.
Were you the chairman of Forensic Science Research, the Forensic Science Research Committee?
Yes.
What's the National Association of Medical Examiners?
It's also called NAME. It's another International Association of Forensic Pathologists.
Were you a member of that organization?
Yes.
And at some point, did you get elected to the board of directors for that organization?
Yes.
And ultimately, did you become a fellow for that organization?
I did.
What is the American Society of Clinical Pathologists?
That's a society that is for people who practice anatomic pathology and understand how to interpret laboratory results and biopsies.
Did you become a fellow in 1991 until present for that organization?
Yes.
What's the difference between a member and a fellow?
A member is a lower level, and then you can be promoted to fellow if the board of directors feels that you've contributed in your field.
And were you associated with the College of American Pathologists?
Yes.
Are you a fellow there as well?
Yes.
What about the World Association for Medical Law?
Yes.
What about the American Association for Clinical Chemistry?
Yes, I'm a member.
Rhode Island Medical Women's Association, what is that?
Well, it's basically what it says. It's women doctors in Rhode Island.
Were you elected to the board of directors for that organization?
Yes.
Ultimately, were you elected as the president of that organization?
I was.
Rhode Island Medical Society, what is that?
It's an organization of doctors who practice in Rhode Island.
Are you a council member there?
Yes.
And what about the Massachusetts Medical Legal Society?
Yes, I was a member there. They have disbanded since.
It doesn't exist anymore?
No.
When it was up and running, you were a member in good standing?
Yes.
Good, good. Pennsylvania Association of Pathologists, what about that?
Yes, when I practiced in Pennsylvania, I was a member of that organization.
Did you, in addition to be a member there, did you also hold a chaired position? Were you the chairman for the Committee on Forensic Pathology?
Yes.
Have you served on any editorial boards of any scholarly journals or
yes.
publications? Tell
yes.
me about that.
I've reviewed articles submitted for the Journal of Forensic Sciences and the National Association of Medical Examiner Journals.
Did you also hold an editorial position for the American Journal of Forensic Medicine and Pathology?
Yes.
Is that one of the medical journals that is used throughout the country by other medical professionals, other medical examiners?
Yes.
It's a resource?
Yes.
And a text?
Correct.
Have you authored any peer-reviewed publications in the field of forensic pathology?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell us about some of those publications?
Let's see if I can hear. Yeah, I've written chapters in textbooks about medical legal death investigation and forensic pathology. I've published articles involving alcohol metabolism, some drugs, cocaine, alcohol metabolism in the heart I mentioned. So I've published 22 papers, and I've written several chapters.
You already said that you're board certified, double board certified in anatomic and forensic pathology. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now that you've gone through your education, training, background, publications, teaching positions, and chairs that you've held, I want to ask you a really simple question. What does a forensic pathologist do?
Yeah. We are the last doctor that the dead person has, and we figure out what happened to the body to cause their death. And we sign the death certificate that says how the body came to die and also indicates the circumstances under which the death occurred.
Our medical examiner is also tasked with determining both manner and cause, not just one or the other.
Both, yes.
What is the manner of death and how is it distinguished from the cause of death?
The cause of death is what happens to the body to cause it to stop functioning. And the manner of death refers to circumstances under which the death occurred. So there's hundreds of thousands of causes of death or why the body stops functioning, but there's only a few manners of death, which would be natural, accident, suicide, homicide, or undetermined.
Those five main categories of manner of death, is that the responsibility or one of the responsibilities of a forensic medical examiner to determine that the death fits into one of those five categories?
Correct.
What does it mean when the death is deemed undetermined?
Yeah, when the manner of death is undetermined, that means at the time the death certificate was signed, there was not enough information to put it into either accident, natural suicide, or homicide. So at the time the death certificate was signed, there was not enough information to put it into one of those other categories. It doesn't mean that if more investigation takes place, then you might be able to put it in one of those other categories.
If a manner of death is deemed at a particular time undetermined, at that time, it's because it lacks sufficient additional information. Is that correct?
Indeed.
What information, what types of information does a medical examiner, a forensic pathologist, consider in making these determinations between natural, accident, homicide, suicide, undetermined?
Mm. Well, first you have the findings from the examination of the body. So that's sort of a starting place to see what happened to the body. Then you need to also look at the scene investigation. You need to look at any police reports and witness statements, and also medical history of the deceased. And using those four sources of information, and using your training and experience, you can either say this is a natural death, this is a self-inflicted death, it's a suicide, it's an accidental death, it's a homicide, or if all that information doesn't allow you to put to a reasonable degree of medical certainty into any one of those categories, then you have to leave the manner undetermined. And if more information becomes available later, then you can change that death certificate.
What if no more information comes available later?
It just stays as undetermined. There are cases where there's just not enough information to put it in one of those other categories.
Without getting into what they may be, did you reach any opinions and conclusions in connection with this case?
Yes.
What materials and information did you consider in reaching your opinions and conclusions in this particular case?
Yes. I have my list of materials I reviewed. I reviewed Mr. O'Keefe's autopsy report, the report of the examination of his brain, the toxicology report, and the entire medical examiner file. I studied 100 and some autopsy photos, including photographs of the brain, and then there were 70 other photographs at autopsy taken by a state trooper who was at the examination. I reviewed Mr. O'Keefe's medical records from Good Samaritan Medical Center and the EMS run sheet. I reviewed photographs of Mr. O'Keefe's clothes that were taken at the crime lab. I reviewed photographs of pieces of taillight, hard plastic, clear, black, red. I reviewed photographs of the outside of Karen Reed's SUV. I reviewed the Canton Police Department incident report on the death. I reviewed 100 and some photographs taken by Canton Police of the outside of the house at 34 Fairview Road in Canton. I reviewed some photographs taken by the real estate agent who was going to sell the house of the inside.
In total, putting them in categories, did you review the forensic autopsy?
Yes.
Did you review all of the files associated with the medical examiner's office in this particular case related to the autopsy of John O'Keefe?
Yes.
Did you review the scene investigation through police reports and other things?
Yes.
Photographs as well?
Yes.
Did you review the police reports that were associated with the initial investigation in this case as well as follow-ups?
Yes.
Did you review witness statements and things of that sort?
Yes, if they were included in the police report.
That was my next question. Those witness statements would be included in the police reports that you otherwise reviewed, correct?
Yes.
What about Mr. O'Keefe's medical history as much as you had of it?
Yes, I reviewed his medical history.
And what about hospital records?
His medical history was in the hospital records.
Understood. What method did you use or methodology did you use in forming the opinion that we'll get to in just a few minutes?
Well, in order to arrive at a conclusion of how somebody dies and what the cause of death is, we have to put all our facts out, and then we say, how could these facts have come to be? So it's called like a differential diagnosis. So like if you go to your doctor and you have a white blood cell count, then the doctor would say, well, how many ways do you get this white blood cell count? So that's a differential diagnosis. And then you go from that list and pare it down by getting more data till you come to one final diagnosis. So that's the process of determining how somebody dies and the circumstance around it.
Is it fair to say that you have a pretty significant background, training, and experience regarding coming to the conclusion of cause and manner of death?
Yeah, 40 plus years.
And how many autopsies in total?
Myself, I've probably done over 3,000. And then I have observed and reviewed maybe 7,000 more.
So that's in total over 10,000 autopsies, if you were to estimate, over 40 years?
Probably.
In addition to just autopsies, how many death investigations, separate and apart from autopsies, have you been involved with?
Well, the autopsy usually has a corresponding death investigation with it.
Do you have experience in examining, identifying wounds, not necessarily the cause and manner of death, but wounds that are associated with someone on whom you're performing an autopsy or you're supervising an autopsy?
Yes, and looking at the injuries on the body and understanding what caused them is a huge part of forensic pathology.
Have you ever conducted or overseen any autopsies of individuals involved in vehicle-pedestrian collisions?
Yes.
How many times, if you had to estimate?
No, hundreds.
Hundred or hundreds?
Hundreds.
When was it that you first started training on the issue of wound pattern recognition that helps assist you with coming to your conclusions, whether it be auto pedestrian incidents or otherwise?
Yeah, well, understanding wound patterns and injuries is a big part of forensic pathology because we want to identify what caused a particular pattern. So understanding that whole complex bag of injuries begins when you start your forensic pathology training, which was when I started back in 81.
In addition to the cause of death, which might be whatever, a gunshot, something, does the pathologist also undertake an examination of the rest of the body that's not so obvious, other wounds, etc., that might tell a more defined story?
Yes, we look at the entire body, we look at the clothing, we look at the outside of the body, then we do the internal examination in order to understand not only why the body stopped functioning, which is the cause of death, but also things that could have contributed to it or helped to understand the circumstances around how that death occurred.
When you say the body, you mentioned the clothing. Why is the clothing important? Is that part of the body? for a forensic medical examiner?
Oh, yes, it is. You always have to look at the clothing because it has materials on it that may be important as to how injuries occurred. So it's every time you do an autopsy, you have to always make sure you have the clothing. Many times it would have been taken off at the hospital, but then I would always ask my staff, tell the police, we've got to get the clothes, have to look at the clothes.
What is a gross examination?
A gross examination is not actually like gross, grotesque, but it means like without microscopes. It means just looking with your naked eye.
Is it important to look at a body, a deceased person, when you're conducting an autopsy from head to toe for outside obvious wounds that you can see on the gross anatomy outside?
Oh, yes, and also to collect any trace evidence that may be present on the body.
Are forensic medical examiners trained to do that?
Oh, yes.
Are you trained to do that?
Absolutely.
In addition to a gross examination on the outside of the body, is it also important to look on the inside of the body?
Yes.
Are there wounds and injuries that might be hidden by the dermis, for instance, the skin, that might not be so obvious on a gross examination of a body?
Yes, you have to look inside the body.
And what's the mechanism of doing that?
Excuse me. We make surgical incisions in the body so we can examine the brain, the neck, all the organs in the chest, all the organs in the abdomen, and depending on the case, we may make incisions in the arms and legs to look for evidence of injuries.
What about x-rays? Are x-rays an important part of an examination in an autopsy?
Yes, they're usually done before the autopsy is started, and we look for changes in the bones or any foreign material that might be present in the body, like a bullet.
Dr. LaPosada, have you ever exercised wound pattern recognition in your position as a forensic pathologist, or do you do it every time?
Oh, all the time.
Have you ever taught any courses or given lectures on wound identification and wound pattern recognition?
Yes, it's part of understanding blunt force trauma, sharp force trauma, gunshot wounds. They all make injury patterns on the body that the pathologist can then relate to what caused that injury.
With regard to the case that's before us, what injuries did you observe with regard to Mr. O'Keefe's head, specifically?
I observed that he had evidence of blunt force trauma to the back of his head.
Are those injuries consistent with a particular type or pattern of patterned injury?
Yes.
Describe that for us, please.
They're in the back of his head, a little bit to the right-hand side, was a horizontal tearing of the scalp, and that's called a laceration. And surrounding that were linear scrapes that were vertical in orientation. So that is an injury pattern. And then you have to think, well, what could cause that injury pattern? And so then you go from there.
Did you also, in addition to looking at, by the way, how did you make that assessment about the injury? Was it photographs?
Yes.
Is that a normal way for a forensic pathologist to make an assessment? Is that an acceptable methodology to make an assessment of a wound pattern by the use of anatomical photographs?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you done it before?
Oh, hundreds of times.
What is a coup contra coup injury?
Oh, it's a very interesting, peculiar injury to the head. When you have a blow to the head, the blow can either be the stationary head and there's a blow to it, or you can have the head that's moving and gets the blow. So looking at a pattern of coup contra coup helps the forensic pathologist differentiate that. A coup contra coup injury examines the coup, which is where the impact occurred, and then we look at what's 180 degrees opposite that impact, and that's called the contra coup, or like opposite the coup. And that injury pattern helps us determine whether a person was just having a fixed head and somebody hit it, or whether the head was just standing and went down to the ground. The coup contra coup of a falling or being pushed backward has injury patterns where the impact occurred, but then there's also injury patterns 180 degrees opposite from that. And that happens because the brain is floating in cerebral spinal fluid, and when the head comes down, the brain is a little bit behind, so you get the bang on the back of the head, but then because the brain is floating, it hits the inside of the opposite side of the head. And so that makes the contra coup pattern. And that tells us that there's been a fall backwards and hitting the head.
Is that consistent, a coup contra, just in general, a coup contra coup injury, consistent with a linear acceleration of the head by a fall, an unbroken fall straight back?
Correct. There's also some angular force in that as well.
Understood. In order to determine whether or not Mr. O'Keefe suffered from a coup contra coup injury, can that be done by a gross examination or does it have to be surgical?
We look at the outside, but then we have to look at injuries to the scalp, and we look at the skull, see where the skull fractures are, and in particular to look at the brain and see where the damage is to the brain. And there should, in a fall backwards, you have damage to the brain at the site of impact, but you also have damage to the brain 180 degrees opposite from that. And that tells you it's a fall backwards.
In the case before us, dealing with John O'Keefe, were you able to look at the scalp and the injuries associated with the scalp from a gross perspective?
Yes.
Were you also able to look at the skull and possible fractures that Mr. O'Keefe suffered on his skull?
Yes.
And what about the brain? Did you have evidence of a dissection such that you could see the brain and determine whether or not there was a coup contra coup injury associated with the brain?
Yes, I had a full examination of the brain available.
Were Mr. O'Keefe's head injuries consistent with a coup contra coup injury?
Yes.
Could you describe that, specifically his head injuries, to the jurors, please?
He has a patterned head injury on the back of his scalp, where there is a tearing of the scalp, and then vertically above that, there is some little areas of scraping to the skin. So that tells me that Mr. O'Keefe went backwards onto something that had a little ridge, but it also had some irregularity to it to cause the different scrapes before you get to the tearing of the scalp. Then when we look at the skull, he had a massive skull fractures that originated starting in the back of his head. They came around to the front. They went under the base of his brain, under the skull, under the base of the brain, and it came into the front of the skull at the orbital plates and fractured that, and that caused some bleeding in his upper eyelids. When the brain was examined inside the brain, I could see that the brain had become swollen and parts of it had herniated or moved down the area where the spinal cord is. And that's called brainstem herniation. And that is why the brain stops functioning and why your body stops functioning when you have a severe head injury.
You indicated that the wound pattern suggested a ridge or ledged surface.
Yes.
Could you explain that in more detail, please?
Yes. If I were looking at it, I would see the break in the scalp. Then I would see several sort of irregularly placed scrapes of the skin that kind of look like pencil marks. And so that means that something with granularity hit first, then it moved up a little, broke the scalp, and then moved on a little bit above that.
Would you expect to see that if Mr. O'Keefe had fallen backward onto a perfectly flat surface?
No, it has to be a surface that has some small ridges in it to make those little vertical patterns.
Dr. La Posada, what is ecchymosis?
Ecchymosis is a medical term for bruise.
Did you see any ecchymosis on Mr. O'Keefe that he suffered as a result of the coup contra coup injury to the back of his head?
He had a bruise on his brain at the back of the brain and at the front of the brain.
What would you see around his eyes regarding ecchymosis?
Yes, when you have, when the brain slaps forcefully against the base of the skull, the delicate bones above the eye break, and that's again the coup contra coup where the brain slaps forward, and when those delicate bones are broken, there's bleeding, and that bleeding then goes right down into the upper eyelids, so it kind of looks like you have black eyes, but there's not been any punch to the face. It's only come from the skull fracture. That's sometimes called raccoon eyes because you look like a little raccoon.
Did you see any skin injury to either one of Mr. O'Keefe's upper eyelids?
Yes, he had a small kind of slit-like defect horizontal on his right upper eyelid.
Would the ecchymosis on its own produce that type of injury, that laceration over his right eye?
No. The blood seeping down into his upper eyelids was from the skull fractures.
Was the laceration above his eyelid on the right side a separate injury altogether?
Yes, it was.
Based on your training experience, do you have an opinion as to whether or not what that eyelid laceration might be consistent with?
Some application of force which broke the skin.
Could that be from an object?
Possible.
Could it be from a fist?
Possible.
Sustained us to the floor, Mr. Jackson.
Give me some possibilities of what might cause that laceration above his right eyelid.
Yes. So it's not possibilities.
Give me, in your opinion, what you believe could have caused or produced the injury to the upper right eyelid.
So I'm going to see you at sidebar here.
May I inquire?
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. LaPosada, you just mentioned that the laceration above the right eyelid was consistent with the application of force, correct?
Correct.
You said it could come from some object, is that right?
Correct. It was fairly small. Could be it's some sort of object.
Is it also consistent with a fist?
Sure, a fist is an object.
Okay. Your Honor, at this point, I hate to do this again. May we approach? This is probably a good time. We talked about it at sidebar.
Can you do anything to fill up the jury's time for the next 10 minutes and then we can do this?
Not without what we discussed in sidebar.
Come on up for a minute, okay? Both of you, come on up quickly. I'm told that we're still on track. We will start. I'm going to have you show up a half hour later than we normally do because I expect to have 10 minutes with the lawyers, but we see sometimes with 10 minutes naturally in the course of any case can turn into. So I don't want you to be waiting as much as you've waited today. So if you take a half an hour more to get in here, whatever time you normally meet, the court officers will tell you. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will be a full day, and we will make every effort that it's filled with as much time here in court for you without sidebar conferences, without delays for us to have hearings. So tomorrow, plan on a full day. Please do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into the case. If you happen to see, hear, or read anything about the case, please disregard it and let us know. Be careful again with your social media use, and we'll see you tomorrow. So Dr. LaPosada,
yes.
You can step right out. You just follow the jury, and we'll see you tomorrow. If you
want to
be here, make sure you're ready to go at
9. Oh, okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
May be seated.
All right, so can you argue the Commonwealth's motion that I received this morning regarding Dr. Renshaw? Can we just do that now? Okay. No, that's fine. So we'll do that first thing at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The basis of the Commonwealth's, I've read the motion. I think the motion is clear. I'll hear you both tomorrow on it. All right. And you'll take care of the photographs, whatever photographs in her report you intend to put in.
Sure. So is the court hasn't made it clear yet, but it seemed like the court was leaning toward not allowing any text on the photographs.
So that was just at a quick review. I had not real. I just read the text part for the arguments for today, the arguments that were brought up today. Right. I wasn't anticipating everything that we heard today on this, so it took a while. I did not get to look at specifically those. But to the extent that it's hearsay, whether it considers anything about dogs, clearly the dog, things that have been excluded have to come out of the photographs. All right.
The other photos deal with gastric mucosa.
I think those have been shown, and I know the Wisniewski spots one is in evidence. The brain photographs are not coming in. The brain photographs that are different than what's already, the brain photographs in this, in her report.
Understood. The stomach lining is a bigger issue, and then some of the photographs do look like the car that's probably already in, things of that nature.
So tell me what you think is more of an issue, more of what you want. So I don't think the photographs on pages 4 or 5 come in. They don't add anything, and they are extremely inflammatory.
I'm not looking to enter the those.
All right, the photos on page 6, I believe, are already in evidence. So this is,
that's a Lucas machine.
Right, just a textbook photo of a Lucas machine.
Correct.
Is there an objection to that, Mr. Brennan?
No, thank you.
Okay. So do you want all of that in, or just the photograph that's got color to it?
I'd actually like all of it in. She will explain what effect it has on the pancreas and stomach lining. It's intended to reduce the spots for lack
thereof. Okay.
Page 14, I think these are all in evidence otherwise, but I would like this particular, because it's all in one spot.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, so one is in. Point number one, that was in evidence, and those two photographs, this is all for number one. What was?
These are all close-ups of the same photo that is already in evidence.
Okay.
So I would like to use this because it speaks to her evaluation of these particular.
All right, how does she know it's blood staining on the fabric around the puncture? I'm just curious.
The blood staining on fabric around the puncture?
Yes.
I'm assuming she's getting that from the lab. They tested.
Okay, I don't recall testimony regarding it. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. I just don't recall it, so I just need to know the source. All right.
Pull that out.
No objections to the photos. It's an objection. Yeah, she's going to go with the photos.
Okay. 13A and 13B?
Yes.
Yep, so 13B's out because of the dog bite. Let me see. All right. So if we keep out the blood staining, Mr. Brennan, is there an objection? Oh, puncture. What's the objection for the Commonwealth on 13A?
Opinion outward tearing. Opinion blood staining.
I have no issue with blood stain coming out. Outward tearing is her opinion of what it looks like.
Okay, so we're going to have to see if she's qualified to do that, to testify to that. All right. What's the next page?
Page
Figure 3 in the report.
What page?
I don't have a page for the judge.
Page 5.
Page 5. It shows the cross-section of the brainstem.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I didn't see how that was coming in.
I certainly don't want the one in that is highly graphic. This is no more graphic than the soft one.
I disagree, but why does she have to use this photograph?
In furtherance of her determination of the concrete injury, it supports that. I didn't put it in during that conversation.
Okay. There's no contention that coup contra coup is the cause of the brain injury, correct?
There is a contention that the coup contra coup is. Yes, that is the contention. I don't think there's any controversy. Yeah, that's what the,
I thought that's what Dr. Wolf testified to, no?
Consistent. I don't think there's any disagreement.
Right.
So I don't know why we need this photograph.
Because this shows, at least for her, this shows a bleeding of the brainstem, which talks about whether or not he's immediately incapacitated or not immediately incapacitated.
Okay.
Issue.
No, I understand that's an issue. Okay.
It is an issue.
Yeah. Okay. What else, Mr. Jackson?
I think you've seen this, Your Honor, and I'm looking at this figure 5. So there's new spots.
Yeah, I think that's already in evidence, isn't it?
It is, but not the. Mr. Lessie's saying it's only a chop at this point, is that right?
I recall it was up, and I usually don't put up chalks, but okay. Excuse me?
Mr. Lessie. Can you say it again? Thanks.
There's only one person who can talk at a time. I'm told it's Exhibit 164.
Yes, Your Honor, my understanding is it marked as an exhibit only. It was used as a chalk, but not in evidence.
Okay, so if it's marked as an exhibit, it means it's in evidence.
Mark for identification.
I'm told it's, I think it's an exhibit. We can find out. If it's an exhibit, everybody's fine with it. It's in. 164, I think. We'll know. Okay. What are those? All right, so we'll have to see what's in and what's not. I'm just trying to make the best use of the time here.
The next is figure 9A and B. Just attended to these two photographs, just attended to the lupus machine.
So you're saying 9 in evidence or 9 on the form? 9A and B.
9A and B.
Is there an objection to these, Mr. Brennan? Going to the Lucas compression device? There's one on someone who's not John O'Keefe, and then this is on Mr. O'Keefe.
No objection.
Okay, so those will come in.
That's it.
Okay. All right. How much longer, and I'm not curbing you in any way, how much longer do you think? It seems like after the very lengthy qualifications, we're now moving along quicker.
Correct.
With Dr. Laposada.
I would guess
I
probably am going to finish under an hour.
Okay. Any idea, Mr. Brennan?
I guess it'll probably be about a half hour.
Okay. So we should finish with Dr. Laposada's testimony either by the morning break or shortly thereafter. So we'll discuss Dr. Rentschler's testimony, the objections to it. Why don't you just tell me briefly, Mr. Brennan, what the objections are?
There are a number of slides that attempt to frame what the contested issues are in the case. It's improper opinions that assumes facts, not evidence, and it improperly summarizes the Commonwealth position. There are a number of slides that provide credibility determinations about Dr. Welcher, and there are a number of slides that summarize opinions by this expert. So the improper summaries, the credibility determinations, trying to frame issues for the jury. None of that should be admissible as part of the PowerPoint. So we've articulated each slide and what our objections are. Each slide that we have any objections to is quite a few.
All right, so I'll look through that tonight, but the same restrictions will be you don't criticize the person, it's the data, what you saw, what you didn't see.
Understood.
So if it's different than that in the slides, it's going to have to come out.
Understood. I'll take a close look at it. I just haven't had a chance.
Yeah, no, I understand. I haven't read it either. Okay.
Four documents. These are documents that are attended to Dr. Lapisada's opinion and conclusions concerning the dog bites.
Okay, so...
I'd like to have those identified for the record.
Yes. So we'll make that part of the record. I need a clean copy of Dr. Lapisada's report and her resume for the same purpose.
And her resume.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have those two by then.
Okay.
Just finally, the redacted version of the 3430 post is not marked. Could I have that marked as an exhibit now?
Okay. There was no objection, Mr. Brennan?
This was never marked as an exhibit. That's all.
Why don't we do that right now? So I would like us to be as efficient for these jurors as possible tomorrow. I'm not suggesting that today was a waste of time. Everything we did was important, but it's very difficult for the jurors to spend so much time back there. It seems that they're just about ready to get this case, and everything that we hear now is very important, so I don't think anybody wants the jurors to tune out at this point. So let's try and keep things moving along. Mr. Jackson, how long do you expect to be with Dr. Rentschler?
Hour and a half? 2 hours? I'm being corrected. Three hours. More? She has a better pace than I do. I don't watch my watch when I'm directing, but maybe it's going to be a little bit. I mean, between us and cross-examination.
All right. So I told you all the other day I thought I might be in a position to regret giving you last Thursday off, and that's where we're at. So let's be as efficient as we can possibly be.
I promise you we are. It's a murder trial,
Judge. I understand. All right.
I have one more item when Your Honor is here.
Okay. So, Mr. Jackson, do you expect that Dr. Rentschler will be the last witness that you call?
That's my expectation.
Okay. On rebuttal, any idea how long that will be, Mr. Brennan?
I'd like to keep it to 2 hours.
Okay. All right, that would be for everything, including Dr. Wrench?
I'm sorry.
Dr. Welcher?
Dr. Welcher, and then the DNA, all those two witnesses. I think it should be done less than an hour.
All right, so will Dr. Welcher be called after the DNA people?
Trying to schedule that. I expect to call him last, but it all depends on when we can get the DNA people, and Dr. Welcher will be here tomorrow or tonight, so he'll be here. So whoever's, if they're available, I'd like to get the DNA people in first. But we haven't had confirmation on the flight.
All right, because I told Mr. Lessie that he could excuse himself from this testimony if there were other witnesses first, so that he can prepare once he gets the discovery from Dr. Welcher.
Thank you, Your Honor. Could we understand from the Commonwealth the names of the rebuttal witnesses we're talking about?
They were in the motion, right?
Well, we heard some different things at some point. If something happened with Dr. Lapisada, they were going to be different. We heard that at some
point. Okay, so the motion that I allowed was Ms. Kuhn. I believe Dr. Gillespie's name was in there.
Hartnett.
And Ms. Hartnett. Okay.
So that's the extent of the scope of Dr. Welcher, or the scope of the rebuttal witnesses for the cop.
Yes, I allowed the motion. Mr. Brennan says he's not calling Dr. Gillespie. Mr. Gillespie, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And nor Dr. Crosby.
Or Dr. Crosby. Right.
That's what I, yeah. I think there's...
Sorry, I know.
Well, it's important to know.
You're not calling their dog expert or your own, correct?
Not calling Dr. Crosby.
Okay.
The other item, Your Honor, we want to alert you to, we will come tomorrow with a suggestion with regard to the curative instruction that was given to the court today. We're going to come tomorrow with and ask to be heard on that further. And we can, we're, you know, so we're going to come in with that. What happened, what was discussed before, I'm not so sure.
You asked me to change it, was my recollection, Mr. Lessie.
We looked at it at lunch, Your Honor, and appreciate the opportunity to confer with you on it. I don't want to keep the staff later today.
And I don't want to keep the jury waiting, so file something with me and I'll take a look at it. All right. All right, so that's it. We expect to be ready to go when the jury's here tomorrow morning, probably no later than 9:15, 9:20, right?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes.
Okay, and we'll use a full day, as much of it as we can.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All rise for the court, please.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get-started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get-started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get-started. growtherapy.com/get-started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get-started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get-started. growtherapy.com/get-started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.